Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Green Life. I'm Peggy. Tonight, instead of focusing on living green, we're going to talk about travelling green. In recent years, eco-tours have become more and more popular. Two of my friends, Alex Chung and Brenda Choi, will give us more info and ideas about eco-tourism. Okay, before we start, let me introduce my friends to you. On my left is Alex. Alex is the director of an eco-tour agency. And Brenda is the manager of the Hong Kong Travellers Association. Welcome to our show, Alex and Brenda.
Good evening, Peggy.
Hello, Peggy. And good evening, everyone.
Brenda, why is eco-tourism so popular these days?
Well, actually, we have done a survey asking why people are so interested in eco-tours. According to the results, there are four main reasons. First of all, eco-tourism is trendy. When things are trendy, lots of people will want them. That is what's happening with eco-tourism.
Another reason is because eco-tourism is different. Most of the respondents claim that eco-tourism is different.
I suppose what they mean is that eco-tours are different from traditional shopping tours and holidays in big cities like Tokyo, London and Paris.
That's right. Another reason is that eco-tours take travellers to exotic places.
Exotic places?
Yes, that's right. Places that not many people have been to and may not even have heard of. The last main reason is because eco-tours are environmentally friendly. Many more travellers these days care about the environment.
Yes, and that's a good thing. As a tour operator, we do want our clients to enjoy their holiday, but at the same time, create as little damage to the environment as possible. Eco-tourism is about being environmentally friendly.
Right. And what are the popular eco-tour destinations? Alex, do you have any information on that?
Yes, I do. Generally, there are five popular eco-tour destinations. Firstly, national parks are very popular.
National parks?
National parks in America, Canada, African countries, and Australia are very popular. Travellers can experience the wilderness and see wildlife in action.
Right.
Then the rainforests are also very popular.
Rainforests in South America and Southeast Asia are very popular. However, because of the hot and humid weather and the rough conditions, it may not be suitable for everyone to travel to rainforests. Travellers need to be fit and healthy.
I see.
Besides rainforests, mountains are also popular eco-tour destinations.
Mountains?
Yes, that's right. Well, I don't mean our Victoria Peak in Hong Kong. What I mean is famous mountain ranges that travellers can go on a hiking trip.
Now I understand.
In addition, small Pacific islands are very popular eco-tour destinations.
Small Pacific islands?
Yes, like Fiji and Samoa.
Yes, travellers who like swimming and clean white sandy beaches will enjoy eco-tours to these small Pacific islands. Also, eco-tours to these Pacific islands are generally more suitable for the whole family.
I see.
The last one on my list of popular eco-tour destinations is the remote cultural sites in South America.
Remote cultural sites in South America?
Yes, Peggy. There are many ancient and rather mysterious cultural sites in South America. The history and all the stories behind these sites are very interesting indeed.
Yes, they are very interesting places.
I have a question. What kinds of people will be interested in joining eco-tours?
Well, from my experience, people who are adventurous and open-minded are generally more interested in joining eco-tours.
Also, people who love nature will be more likely to join eco-tours.
Right. And I suppose people who care about the environment will be interested in eco-tours.
That's correct. People who care about the environment or are environmentally conscious will enjoy eco-tours.
Besides that, many of our clients come from cities or places which are overly developed, crowded and polluted, such as New York, London and Hong Kong. They just want to get away from the crowd to clean and unspoiled destinations during their holidays.
That makes sense. The last thing I want during my holiday is to travel to another polluted city. It's a much better idea to join an eco-tour to clean and unspoiled destinations.
However, Peggy, eco-tourism is not all rosy, as most people may think.
What do you mean?
You see, eco-tourism regulations are not well developed in many countries.
Without proper regulations, eco-tourism is just a name.
At present, there are no rules to monitor tour operators to make sure that they look after the environment.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's why many travel associations and environmental agencies are helping governments to put in place, first, eco-tourism regulations, and second, rules to monitor tour operators so that they will do the right thing to look after the environment.
Understood. OK, time for a commercial break. When we come back, Brenda will tell us about her top-rated eco tour to Bhutan. Welcome back. Brenda, I know that you've been to Bhutan recently on an eco tour. How did you like it?
It was absolutely fantastic. It was very relaxing. Also, the scenery is amazing, and I have learnt much more about the country, its history, and traditions.
How long was the tour?
It was a 13-day tour.
How many members were there on the tour?
It was a small group tour. We had 10 members in our group.
What was the focus of the tour?
The focus was on the rich Buddhist culture and the beauty of the mountains. Bhutan has a strong Buddhist culture, and many of its traditions stem from the religious faith, and that was one reason why the tour had a focus on the Buddhist culture. Besides that, the beauty of the mountains was another focal point of the tour. You won't believe how amazing the scenery is until you see it for yourself.
I may have to add this tour to my wish list.
Yes.
By the way, how was the tour rated?
Our association has interviewed 40 people who have joined this tour, and the average rating for this tour is 4.5 stars, almost full marks. The only thing that some people may not be totally comfortable with is the spicy local food.
I do like spicy food, so that won't be a problem for me. Well, it looks like I'm going to Bhutan for my next holiday. Okay, I can see that time is running out. Thanks, Brenda, for joining us.
Thanks, Peggy. Good to be here. That is the end of the listening component of this test. You will have 1 hour and 15 minutes to complete the written tasks in either Part B1 or Part B2. An announcement will be made when time is up.